Greetings, and welcome to the Taking the High Ground podcast with your gratitude guru, Lauren Kell, where we plumb the depths of how gratitude is our soul's purpose and that everything is connected. This podcast explores the life lessons that we can learn from our everyday life experiences, challenges, or even the objects we surround ourselves with. Together, let's climb to new heights using gratitude as our guide while personally stretching ourselves to conquer the mountains that stand before us. Grab your imagination, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's take the high ground. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning. Today, I am feeling delightfully grateful. Oh, what a day. I have somewhat of an idea of what this day holds in store for me. I already have my checklist of priority tasks, and well, the rest will be just what it is. And that's okay. Truth be told, usually everything is in flux to some degree. Why? Well, because stuff happens, and people need help. The latter seems to be what redirects my course most of the time. Friends, family, neighbors, or the whosoever needs something. They need help. I tend to be the guy they call, and that's a good thing. I'm glad to know that these folks are confident they can count on me, but I will let you in on a little secret. Sometimes it interrupts what I am doing, and I get a little frustrated momentarily. But that's understandable, right? Why? Well, because I think that my stuff is pretty important, and it is to me. I have learned, though, that when I get frustrated, it's because it's me that needs an adjustment, not the other person finding someone else to ask. I have learned in my own life to go with the flow and just be in whatever moment I have been presented with, whatever that is. People are broken, lost, sometimes helpless, learned or otherwise. Others just haven't come into a new revelation of their own innate abilities. Whatever the reason, my heart reaches out to help. The difficulty is when we must balance the practical day-to-day that quote-unquote pays the bills or our jobs with our jobs of being human. That really is our first job, the being human part. The legends all place this job first. I mean the real legends, not the rich and famous legends, but the real deals. Who am I talking about? Jesus, Gandhi, Buddha, the Rishis, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King. These legends chose humanity first and showed us the way to live. Now, that isn't to say that their paths need to be our paths. Not at all. Some of us are designed to be the business owners or somewhere in between. Tony Robbins would be a good example of using his fame, fortune, and skills and hard-earned money to feed the world. That's a balance we should all strive for. I think most of us all fall into that somewhere in between category. The fact is that we often get so focused on doing that we fail to be. Be what? Human. For me, after I let the frustration for the interruption go, my heart and soul are always made so fat through helping someone else in their time of need. I guess, in my mind, it all boils down to trust. Not belief, because beliefs are just thoughts we think a lot or often. But trust, or the knowing, that being right here, wherever that is, right now, present in whatever it may be, that I am right where I need to be, and that the universe sent them to teach me something about myself while helping someone else. I can rest in that. We all should be able to rest in that. But that isn't true for everyone, and I know that. We humans can be so egocentric that we lose sight of others' needs. Today, with hearts full of gratitude, let us be aware of the needs of others and freely give as we would desire to freely receive. Let us be grateful that we are considered capable to help, capable to teach, capable to listen, capable to lend, or capable to speak. If someone sees you as capable, that is quite the compliment. Take it in stride and do what you can to do for the benefit of all. You never know where that little rabbit trail leads. It just might lead to a treasure trove of stored up knowledge or wealth or introductions or a new friendship or business contact. Wherever it leads, it is for us to follow and all be blessed beyond measure. Let's let gratitude be our faithful companion as we are the faithful companions and helpers of those in need. Think of it as an investment in the universe. You will be handsomely repaid. Trust me. Mad love. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning.